Sure. Actually, Lucifer was the angel in charge of music in heaven, and he thought he was equal to the one who had created him. So, in fact, he had the ambition to try and replace God. And Isaiah, going back to the Old Testament, tells you the full story of this. And so it goes like this. Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 15. How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly. On the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon, I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.
Wow.
But you are brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depths of the pit. So, I mean, like, that is Satan's story right there. You know, he got this idea in his head that, hey, you know what? I'm just as good as God. You know what? In fact, I can do it better than God. I'm going to overthrow him. And God was just like, no. Bing, out of heaven, gone. Him and a third of the heavenly host.
Wow. That's a wild story right there. It's interesting how the Bible just kind of spins this, like this tale, and you can just see it, you know, play out almost before you and then like through history, so on and so forth. And
yep.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is to see it all just weave together.